Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing. Member FDIC. Construction is moving forward on a major new facility for Thumb Area Transit just outside of Bad Axe, with officials reporting steady progress on the long-awaited project. Work began earlier this year at the new site near the intersection of Whitlam Street and Bushland Road. The development marks a significant upgrade for the regional transit provider, which serves residents across Huron County. Transit Director Ken Jimkowski says the project is going very well, with crews currently in the early phases of construction following site preparation that started in January. The new operations center carries an estimated price tag of about $32 million. Officials say the entire project is being funded through state and federal grants, with no local tax dollars required. Once completed, the facility will replace the agency's current outdated location, which has struggled to keep up with growing demand and an expanding fleet. In recent years, Thumb Area Transit has seen ridership climb to more than 400,000 trips annually. Construction is expected to continue just over the next year, with the new transit hub slated to be opened in early 2027. Officials say the larger, modern site will improve efficiency and help meet transportation needs across the Thumb for years to come. And a teenager is in custody following an armed robbery at a Bay City convenience store last month. Authorities say a 16-year-old suspect was arrested in connection with the March 19th holdup at Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street. Investigators say the teen entered the store shortly after 8:30 p.m., showed a handgun to employees, and took an undisclosed amount of cash. Police report no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. The Bay City Department of Public Safety announced the arrest Thursday. The case is now being forwarded to the Bay County Prosecutor's Office for review. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue say they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages, with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward the version that could advance in the state legislature. When we come back after this Ortis Ford sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang? Convertible. With heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $42,940. Lease a 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for 4 years for only $388 per month. Lease a 2026 Explorer Active 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $455 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both Hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end April 30th. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and 2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.